Hey, what's going on, my man? Welcome to Biceps and Mindset. I bet you've been expecting this one. You've been expecting it because a lot of changes are coming your way. You wanted an episode fully in English. This is exactly what we're going to do today. But we're going to go even further and I will explain you everything in this little episode. But before we get on with it, I will, as usual, just take a couple of reviews, read them to you. And this saddens me a little bit, but you will understand why. So this one is going to be obviously in French, right? For now, we don't have any reviews in English, so let's do it. J'adore. Je découvre tout juste ton podcast et j'adore. Ça fait du bien d'entendre du spontané, du vécu. Merci pour ton authenticité, surtout dans le domaine du sport et particulièrement, du bodybuilding. Peace. J'en mets un deuxième. Merci, je cherchais un podcast à écouter lors des balades de mon chien, optimisation de temps et qui me servent dans mon activité de coach sportif. C'est chose faite. Merci, Quentin. Toujours un plaisir. Oh, attends, il y en a une en anglais. Wait for it. How to stay educated. Thanks, Quentin, for helping me practicing my English. I do feel like an idiot when it comes to talk to strangers. Please give us more episodes with some special guests, more entrepreneurs, travelers, self-made men. That might happen. That might happen. You'll see. So today is fully in English, but what comes next? I have to give you all the little details, man. Let's do this. So it's going to take me a while to get fully comfortable doing podcasts completely in English. I've not done so many. So, you know, I've been completely transparent, completely comfortable during long-ass episodes, no breaks, no cuts, no nothing, fully in French. That was literally my superpower. I was able to do it, to talk for hours in French. But now I do have to develop that skill in English because it's a little bit more tiring, even though I use English every day on the regular basis because I work mostly in English on the part with Sync because most of our suppliers don't speak French. Believe it or not. So most of the days I'm on the phone in English. But when it comes to talking to a microphone for hours, it's definitely different. So as you can recall, if you've been a good subscriber of the podcast, you have listened to a few episodes where I was interviewing a couple of people in English, among, for example, my flatmate from Australia, Tom. Did a couple of episodes with him. And then we had an episode with Vic, the owner and founder of the brand Muscle Republic in Australia. It was challenging for me, but I really enjoyed those kind of conversations. And the goal is to give you more of those in the future, to interview more people, because obviously I'm not living in France anymore. So to me, it doesn't make sense to keep interviewing people in French because it will be through a Zoom call, something like that. And I don't want to do this anymore. I want it to be spontaneous. I want it to be transparent, no issues, a real conversation, meaning when I say issues, I mean like connection issues, you know, when you call somebody that's in Bali, when you call somebody that's in France. Obviously, I don't like it. You've seen from the past ones I've done, there was one with Chris, there was one with Aurelien, there's a few like these. I really enjoy speaking to these people, obviously they're friends of mine, but I would have much rather do this in person. As you know, I've done it in the past. We both have a little mic attached to our chest and we talk to each other and it's great freaking times. And this is what I like. So my point exactly. This is, I just want to keep going things that I enjoy doing because the more and more I was doing the podcast, the more I was feeling that I was forcing myself to create some content to entertain you guys. But I also noticed something else. Obviously, when you do episodes on your own, it's really hard to get new subscribers to the podcast because obviously people don't know you, especially. So when you do collabs, then they share it on their feed or they share it on Instagram, on YouTube, whatever. But then at least they talk about you. So the people that don't know you are like, oh, cool, I'm going to listen to this episode and maybe I'm going to enjoy the rest of his content and I'm going to subscribe to his work. And that's the whole point. So the biggest podcast and stuff are the people, the podcast with the people that are interviewing people all the time. And this makes completely sense. Of course, it makes sense. But this is not what I enjoy doing. So that's the thing. Do I do it just to get more subscribers or do I do it because I just love doing it? And it came down to this. I just enjoy doing it either by myself or face-to-face with somebody else. And that's something extremely important to me, and this is what I want to do in the future. So I will be interviewing people in real life, so no more Zoom calls or whatnot, and using my little mics, because I bought new couple of like DJI mics too. I got those ones, they just got released a couple of months ago, and I really enjoy them, and I'm kind of a tech nerd on some stuff, so I sold the DJI Mic 1, and I bought the DJI Mic 2. Did I need those? No. I did not need the new versions. They're just slightly better maybe, but it doesn't justify the cost. It was just, yeah, I just wanted it. You know, sometimes it happens. So what's been happening, dude? What's been happening? Well, the app is coming soon. The app is really coming soon, the hybrid pump. So I've been working my ass off on this, man. It takes longer than expected, but it is hard work. And I understand now why people are using pre-made platforms to host their programs and stuff, because they just don't want the headaches. They don't want, and it's fair enough, man. But it's like I was saying before, this is something I really like. Creating new shit, creating apps like this, like making it the way I want it to be. Because when you use an existing platform, maybe you'll pay a fee, like €100 a month or so. Usually it's around those prices. But then you have to use whatever they've done. So if you need something different, like a new functionality, a new feature, something that you think is going to be very good for your own business, well, if it's not available on their side, then you can't have it. I understand that works for most people, but I understand also that doesn't work for me because I have very special needs. I really like it the way I like it, and that's it. I want things to be the way I like it. So that's why I got into that huge project of developing my own app, and that's a hassle. It's a lot harder than I thought. It's a lot longer than I thought. It's a lot more expensive than I thought. But in my mind, it's an investment, and it is going to be worth it. It's going to be worth it because the hybrid pump, man, it's going to be such a cool app, such a cool movement to be a part of. And this is what I want. I want to create a community of people that are like-minded, that love their shit, that want to improve their English. That's why you're here today. That's why you're listening to this podcast, because you enjoy it. You enjoy becoming a better version of yourself. And this is what I'm all about. And I love this shit, man. I love it. And this is what I'm wearing on my chest. The sweatshirt I'm wearing right now, the hybrid pump merch, I freaking love it. I do it for myself. You can buy it. It's available on the website, and I would love to see you wearing it. And if you bought some merch, please send me a picture of you wearing it. I love that, man. I use it for the website. I use it for social media. I just love to see people loving the shit I make. Maybe it's very narcissistic, but I enjoy it to see that you're joining the movement and that you are on the same path as I am. The path to be the better person every day, 1% better, whatever that means. But you know what I'm saying. You can still grab the merch for 10% off because you are a listener of the podcast with the code BICEPS. You get 10% off. Same if you're listening to this and you are not speaking French, even though it doesn't make much sense if you are on this podcast right now not speaking French. The website is now being translated to English. Okay? So like I was saying, the big move I'm doing, everything is going to be in English in the future. And I have something to announce about this because this is the answer I've been looking for since I started that podcast. This is exactly what came down to. And I really, really appreciate you guys for being listeners of the podcast because you've been super, super receptive to the previous episode. You came to me in the DMs on Instagram being like, I support you 100% on that decision. I think this is the best move you'll ever do on this one. And I will stick to being a listener because I also want to improve my English. I think it makes a lot of sense. And considering your background that you've been living overseas and stuff, I think it's exactly what you were meant to do. And I really, really appreciate you guys for this because every single person has been positive about it, whether it's been through the podcast or whether it's been through the reel on Instagram that I've posted, especially explaining my move. You've been super, super receptive. And thank you so much for this because it shows I'm talking to the right audience. And I like that. But now let's make that audience 10 times bigger, shall we? Okay, so that move doesn't stop here. Of course, the app is going to be fully in English, but it's pretty fucking simple because fitness all the exercises, they're pretty much everywhere in English already. Like I was saying in the episode we did with the Tristan and Nassim, I was like, what's a rowing bar? That's supposed to be a French exercise. Does it sound French? Not at all. So that's what I'm put off from, because to me, all the exercises, they are English. So that's as simple as this, meaning in the app, whether it's going to be the format, sets, reps, exercise name, like even an imam. Tell me what is an imam in French. An imam is in English. So if you're training at the gym, you are familiar with all those terms. So it's not going to be difficult to adapt to English. If it gets really challenging, and I'm seeing that many, many people that are using the app are struggling with this, maybe we'll do a French translation, and maybe it's going to be, you will have the ability to switch in between French and English. Maybe. So far, it's not been done. I have way too much work on the app already to be adding that kind of functionality. Sorry, I'm missing my words. So it's not super, super important. But if needs be, I will do it. Okay? Simple as this. So everything will be in English. So far, though, there's one thing. If you choose to join the app as a beta tester, you can do it. There is a link in the description of that episode with a page where you can just put your email address and you'll be kept in the loop about the app release. So this way, as soon as it gets released, you'll be the first on the list to be the beta testers, and you'll obviously get a premium price for it. You'll get a free trial, we'll get a $1 trial. I have no clue just yet, but it's going to be super, super, a super good deal. It's going to be super, like you'll enjoy it, because even if you don't choose to subscribe after that first trial period, it's going to be so cheap. It's going to be, it would be stupid not to do it. Okay, simple as that. So just put down your interest in the comments, in the description, whatever. Put your email address, and this way we'll email you as soon as the app gets released. Okay, thank you so much if you decide to do that, and that will be great to have a lot of feedbacks from you guys. So this way I know what I need to adjust, because obviously the app, when it's going to get released, even though it's going to look really, really good, it's not going to be perfect. There's going to be work to do on it. Okay, so it's fair enough, but that's fine. And the good thing is, you guys are going to help making it better. And I really like that, because it means I'm not the only one on that project. We are all connected together in that project, and we can develop an app together. And I love it, man. I love it, because I love it. Like, I mean, the big ass influencers that are making apps, they don't give a shit about what you think. They know they're going to make the volume. They're going to charge you like 10 euros a month because it's so cheap. You'll never use it. You'll use it for a couple of weeks, and then you'll forget it's even there because it's so cheap. You won't feel invested in it. You can be like, yeah, well, whatever. I'm just paying 10 bucks a month. It's like paying Netflix. Obviously, mine is going to be a little more expensive, but it's going to be so much better, and you're gonna love it, man. You're going to love it. I'm really happy about that, by the way. The way it's turning out right now, even though it's been a long journey, very expensive journey, I know it's going to be worth it at some point. Okay, so yeah, thanks for that. What else did I want to tell you? There's something big coming at the end of the podcast, so stay tuned. So for now, it's just about the updates, the usual, you know, the journal de bord. I'm not even sure how you say that, like in English, the journal. My injuries, man. Well, my ribs. It's taking forever for them to come back, and it's very, very frustrating because it's affecting my performances at the gym. So I'm getting angry about it, because I have missed already 3 or 4 football games. We only have 2 more. Literally 2 more. The next one, I can't do it because I'm still not cleared by the physio. And it's still, we've done an echography, and he looked at it. I was like, dude, like, it's much better than it used to be, of course. But if you get hit at the same spot, that's a broken rib, guaranteed. And that's 6 months without doing any sports. So is it worth it? Like, tell me, is it worth it? So I'd rather cut short my football career. Unfortunately, it was meant to be my last season anyways, but with 2 games remaining, I think I'm just gonna stop, because what's the point? Like, it was fun, and I'm not frustrated because I got to score a pretty good touchdown just after the injury. So that's good enough for me, man. That's good enough for me. And football is amazing, American football meaning, but it's a very dangerous game, unfortunately. And you get you could get massive injuries from it. And if you don't get paid to play, getting a massive injury is not worth it, because now at the gym, obviously, my performance is not as good. I can't just record as much stuff as I want because, well, my performances are not great. I need to adjust a whole bunch of shit, and that's getting just very frustrating and annoying. So I think it's just getting in the way of my vision. It's getting in the way of the content I want to create around fitness, because fitness is my passion. The hybrid pump is my passion. That type of training, the functional bodybuilding kind of style, is my passion. I love it. I want to train every day. I don't love football as much. I love football, but not as much. Know what I mean? So that's it, bro. That's the update on the injury. So very frustrating, obviously. That means a few things in my calendar are going to change. I'm going to move around. I'm going to do different things. I do have a plan to do something cool, but I'm not announcing anything because it's a trip that I would do overseas, but I'm not sure 100% that I'll do it, so it's pointless for me to talk about it right now. So you'll see. What I wanted to say about what we are at now, at what point are we are on the podcast, is after all those episodes, dude, this is number 168. We can be proud of ourselves to have gone that far, because it's a lot of fucking work. It's a lot of time speaking in front of the camera. It's a lot of questioning. It's a lot of reflecting. It's a lot of thinking. Talking. It's a lot of talking. So you talk a lot. You record everything. But you have to know what you're going to be saying. Like, I mean, most of it. Because you know I go sideways very often. But you seem to enjoy this. And that's cool. So it's just, that's the way my brain works. This is just how it works. But what I want to say is I believe this episode is the last one of Biceps and Mindset. Because I think the whole, from episode 1 to episode 168, it was time. It was a big-ass therapy. It was like I was consulting with a psychologist the whole time. And I finally got the answer I was looking for. And the answer was obviously to go back to what I love most and to speak English all the time. Because I live overseas, I don't have any intention of coming back to live in France at all, ever. Never I will do that. So why would I restrain myself to only speak to French-speaking people? You know, and that's what, when I reflect on this, when I was 22, I left to live in the USA. So I lived in New York City, if you didn't know just yet. At 22, I've always been passionate about English, because my dad tried to be an actor in Los Angeles. Not many people know that, but because he passed away when I was so young. But his passion was fitness and acting. And so he obviously worked out. And that was great. And the only big downside on having lost him so soon is that I never got the chance to work out with him. And that's pretty tough. Maybe in another life. Maybe. Anyways, I'm not going to get emotional about this. And so sometimes he went to Los Angeles to try and act. It was a time where no one was doing those trips. Obviously, there was no WhatsApp, no social media. So every time he was calling, it was from a cabin with a prepaid card that were very expensive to call overseas. And so sometimes he wasn't calling for over a month. And sometimes, so I had no clue what he was doing. But that got me interested. That got me passionate about it, because whenever he came back, I could hear his accent. He spoke English around us sometimes. And when he was on the phone or what, I don't even know what he was doing. Maybe he was just showing off because he was so good at it. But his English was so perfect, man. He was self-taught, and his English was purely he had an American accent, but like so good, man. And I was just like, I'm impressed. I want to be that person. I want to do this too. So that's how I got to be good in English too, because I was sitting at the front row at school only in English. You know, only in English. That was because I knew that was going to help me someday. I just knew it. So that's why when he passed away, I was completely they're crazy about going to the States. So I went to New York City, spent 6 months over there, discovered life, rediscovered life, discovered a part of my of me that was meant for more. And I was just like, I just cannot stay in that little town in the French Alps, you know? I'm meant for more. So then I moved to Australia for 2.5 years, became a personal trainer over there, did all that stuff. Even tried a venture in the USA. I tried to open a gym in Miami. If you've listened to one of my first episodes, I talk about this. I never got to go all the way through with that project, but I did it. And then I moved to London. I got offered a job over there. So my whole time I was speaking English, and I had no intention of coming back to France ever. I did when I co-created the protein brand Sync with my friend, because he was French, and we just started this in France. That's as simple as this. So then I went back to France for 3 years. And because I was in France and I needed to network for the company to get influencers and stuff, I had to flip my content from English to French, because believe it or not, my content was fully in English at the time. I started social media in English, not the other way around. So it made sense to me to just go back to the origins at some point, because I was doing all that content in French, speaking to people that were, most of them, not ready to listen to what I had to say. So I did that for a few years. Then I moved away from France again, and I lived in Spain from 2020. And I kept my content fully in French because I thought, well, this is how it has to be now. So just keep on going like this, even though I was meeting people from all over the place and they could never understand what I was doing. And it's gotten frustrating and frustrating over time. So I was just like, dude, I'm just not happy in my content creation anymore. And that's how it happened. It's how it happened. It was exactly what I was looking for this whole time. I needed to go back to those origins. I needed to do what I loved most. And this is what it was: sharing my vision, sharing my experiences, my love for fitness with the world, man, not just with friends. But I'm really glad that you are listening to me right now and you are a French speaker and you understand what I'm saying and you support it. I'm really, really grateful for this. You supported it 100% according to what you said to me. And I'm grateful, man. I really love it. I'm really, really grateful. And so like I was saying, it's been like a revelation. Literally, I bloomed out of that 168 episodes podcast. This is what was needed to me. This is that. Well, that was the therapy I was doing. This is exactly the answer I was looking for. So that's why I'm telling you this, because it's been a journey. And I think this is the end of the chapter. I think Biceps and Mindset, even the name was already in English. It wasn't, you know, that's exactly who I am. Every single introduction I've made was, what's going on, guys? Welcome to Biceps and Mindset. It was in English already. You knew what type of guy I was. I was meant to keep that content in English and not the other way around, man. I was just... And by me saying this, I know for a fact that you understand 100% what I'm saying to you right now. You understand it completely. And feel free to drop me a DM on Instagram telling me what you think about it. You can send it whether in French or in English. I don't mind. I will reply. Please, if you decide to do so, do it in a written message. Don't send me voice messages. I know it's better to practice, obviously, speaking in a voice message. Like, it's better because it's going to force you to go out of your comfort zone. But the thing is, I receive quite a bit of DMs. And when I see you sent me like 3 or 4 voice messages, I just can't, man. It's very challenging for me to just commit to like 4 minutes without doing anything else and be like, okay, I'm listening to what he's saying. Because I can't push on times 2 or times 1.5. I can't make it faster. The time limit is 59 seconds. So it sucks, man. So I really appreciate every single person, every single one of you. But please send written messages. It's much easier for me to get back to you faster. Okay, because I can read it as fast as I want, and then I can reply fast, and then done. Because if I open the DM and I see a whole shitload of voice messages, sometimes I just don't have the time. When I open it, I close it, and then I forget to reply. And then you see that I've seen your message, but I never got back to you. You might get frustrated. I'm really sorry. It's challenging for me. It's challenging when I see that. Okay, but thank you so much. So what will happen now is obviously, so like I was saying, that podcast, I think, is the end of an era, is the end of a chapter, but it doesn't mean like everything is going to stop. So now what's going to happen, like I was saying, my YouTube channel, the French one, not much is going to happen on it, but I created a new YouTube channel already. There's nothing on it, but there's content that will be coming really soon. And it's going to be fully in English, as you know. It's called... The channel is called The Hybrid Pump. So you can type it, The Hybrid Pump. You can subscribe because there's a lot of content that's going to come and on a more regular basis, but everything is going to be in English. But I would appreciate each and every one of you to subscribe to that channel. And so it's going to be The Hybrid Pump. That's going to be one thing that's already been created. I just need to make a nice picture profile. I need a nice banner. I'm going to make the introduction video. I already have like two or three videos pre-recorded that I need to edit to post them on. It's going to be a lot of fitness-related content, and there might be some podcasting going on as well, whether it's interviews or me speaking to the camera just like I'm doing right now, maybe on a shorter format, maybe like 20 minutes or so, something a little quicker, but fully in English. So what I like is some of you told me, I really enjoyed your podcast, even though my English is all right. I enjoyed listening to it in French because I didn't need as much focus to be able to understand what you were saying. So I could do stuff next to it. I could do stuff. You can still do it. Even if it's in English, I know it's challenging. So that's why I think those podcasts are not going to be as long. Because when I talk by myself for 45 minutes, for 60 minutes, it requires a lot of attention, a lot of focus. And yeah, I understand it's challenging, but it's going to get easier over time. You will get to understand my accent better. My accent is not so complicated to understand, but it's not the easiest either. I don't have a very pronounced French accent. I understand on some words I do have it, and that's fine. This is how it is. I'm not trying to do a specific accent. It's just a blend of all the parts I've been to. Like when I went to the US, then I went to Australia, London. I picked up a little bit of everything, and this is my hybrid accent, literally. So there will be that YouTube channel. So there will be a new show. There has to be a new show because the show must keep going. So there will be another show. I think the show will be named The Hybrid Pump Show because I want everything to be about the hybrid pump because I don't want to have too many different things because it used to be Quentin Randis and then this was Biceps and Mindset and this was the Hybrid Training Club. There was too much different shit, like too many. So I'm just like, okay, see, if everything is named The Hybrid Pump, everything is going to be so much easier. Everything will be connected. That's it. It's just the hybrid pump. Even the merch, it's The Hybrid Pump Shop. That's it. That's just as simple as this. And why the hybrid pump, you're going to ask? Well, even though the word hybrid has been very popular these days, everybody is a hybrid athlete. Everybody is just lifting and running. Well, this is not what it is about. I've been using the term hybrid for my training since 2017, bro. You can have a look. Like my first ever program, fitness program that I launched was called The Hybrid. That was the first ever program. And it was mixing up a lot of different stuff, bodybuilding, functional stuff. And this is what it was to be hybrid. You don't need to be running to be a hybrid athlete. But nowadays, that's all we see everywhere. And I'm a little frustrated because I've been using this term for years now and now everybody's using it. So I'm just like, fuck, man. But you know, it's maybe my time to shine as well. It's maybe my time to shine. It might be an opportunity because I've been using this term for a long time. And the hybrid pump, I think it just sounds good because I'm like, okay, so we are hybrid athletes. We can do a lot of different things. We train functionally. We can jump. We can run. We can swim. We can jump high, we can do a lot of stuff, but the pump. We're still looking for the pump. And there's no lies about it. When we train, we're always looking to look good. We're looking to have the pump, to have those veins popping. So that's why, to me, that was the perfect combination. That's the perfect combination. This is the perfect blend. This is the hybrid pump. You know what I'm saying? I think I found the perfect name. You tell me if I'm wrong, but I really think I found the perfect name to describe what I'm doing on the daily basis. But yeah, so this is what's going to happen. And I believe, so we have to say goodbye to Biceps and Mindset. I truly appreciate every single one of you. I really hope you're going to follow me on that journey on the new show, because obviously we have to start from scratch. So it's not an easy task. It's a pretty fucking challenging task to just redoing everything. So we just redo everything, man. So it's pretty fucking challenging. I'm not going to lie, opening a YouTube channel with zero subscribers, starting a new podcast from zero, because if I kept on going, you'll be like, yeah, but just keep on going with Biceps and Mindset. Just do all the episodes in English. But you know why it would make any sense? Because I'm not only talking to French-speaking people now. So that means if now I get, because obviously my content is completely flipped. Let's say on Instagram now, fully in English, someone discovers me. That person is from South Africa, for example. I don't know, whatever, doesn't matter. And obviously that person doesn't understand French. So I'll be like, oh yeah, you go check out my new podcast, number 177 on Biceps and Mindset on Spotify. And I'd be like, okay, cool, I'll check it out. And so they listen to it. It's full in English. They're like, oh, it's pretty fucking cool. And then it goes to another episode because, yeah, it's pretty fucking cool. It goes to another episode and for some reason it just jumped to episode number 51, for example. And they're like, oh, shit, this dude is actually speaking French. So I don't understand. And then he's going to like click, 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 another episode. And most of them, obviously 95% are like English, French. So they'd be like, well, okay, so maybe he might be doing a little content in English, but most of his content is in French, so I don't relate to that person. So I'm not going to subscribe nor keep listening his shit. You know what I mean? So that's why I need to start fresh. That's why I need a whole new show. This way, episode one will be in English and everything will be in English. So this way, this guy comes up, he's like, okay, cool, episode seven, the hybrid pump show. Okay, what is it? Oh, that's cool. It's fully in English. Okay, all the episodes are English. Cool, man. So my first episode on the hybrid show, the hybrid pump show, I will be going into some storytelling, obviously telling who I am. So if you kind of know my story, it's a great episode for you to listen to, because this way you won't have as much of an issue understanding me as if I was talking about something that you've never heard before. You know, it's like when you watch movies in English. So, for example, you watch the Harry Potter movies because you've seen them so many times, and now it gets so much easier watching them completely in English because you kind of know what's happening. You know, it's exact same shit. Okay, so please listen to the first episode. It's not being released just yet, but it's soon to come, really soon. Like I want to make a very smooth transition because I want to go from the end of Biceps and Mindset and the start of a new chapter with the Hybrid Pump Show. If you don't like the name, just let me know. If you have a suggestion for a name, let me know. I really fucking like Biceps and Mindset. Of course, it was a great name, but it's time to move on. It's time to move on. I have great ideas all the time, bro. I'm very creative and I love this shit. I love creating stuff. So now my designer is going to make a very cool logo. Biceps and Mindset was great. Like the logo I had was great, but we're going to make another one. And that's cool. That's just how life goes. New chapters, new things. It's exciting. It's fun. Gets me motivated. Gets me pumped up. And I hope you are as well. And I hope you understand the reason of the whole switch. I thank you very, very much for the support. Don't forget to subscribe to the beta tester list in the description below. So you can just put in your email and you'll be alerted as soon as the app gets released before everybody else. So you'll get on the first front. Literally, you'll be the first one to test out the app that's been now in development for over 18 months. So thank you so much for your support. What else should I say on this? Yeah, you can grab the same sweater that I'm wearing right now. Thanks for the support. You can use 10% off with
with the called Biceps. Really appreciate that. That's the best seller so far. This is the one that people love the most. I really love it too. I wear it pretty much every day because it looks cool in or out the gym. Because I just love the look, man. It makes me look a little more buff, so it's even better. Okay, man. So I think we've done everything. I don't want to make that episode too long because, again, it's in English, and you need more focus you need to pay attention more to understand everything I'm saying. So thank you so much if you're still here. Thank you again. Well, I'm super, super grateful for everything. And I think we are done for the day. And thank you. It's going to be the last episode for Biceps and Mindset. So, you know, I'm kind of emotional about it. I'm just like, this is the last one, man. After all this time, we've been through a lot. I started it during the COVID period, in 2020, man. And it's been 3 years, and it's nearly four years now. We started in May 2020, and it's been a long journey, man. Someday I will listen to all the episodes back to back, and just to remind me of the times, remind me of everything I've been through. And that's good because it's like having a YouTube channel. It's for memories as well. It shows who you were. You keep tracks of who you were at that time, that person, who you became from this. And this is amazing, man. Try to keep tracks like this of what you've been doing, filming yourself, taking photos. It's like progress photos, same shit, like videos or audio, whatever you'd like, just to remind you of the journey you've done so far, what you've accomplished, where you came from, where you are now. Where you are now, sorry, this is a little shitty. But yeah, keep on going this way, man. I hope you loved Biceps and Mindset as much as I loved it. Try not to cry. We'll still be in touch. It's going to be in English for now. It's going to be a new show. The new show is not out yet, but it will be very soon. So come to Instagram for now, like Quentin Randis or Hybrid Pump. One or the other, to stay in the loop for the release of the app and the release of the new podcast. Subscribe to the new YouTube channel as well. Don't forget, I know I'm asking too many things because this is the end of an era. And obviously, I need to drop you with a lot of different things to find me now because obviously everything is going to be starting from zero. So I need your support on this. I really need you. Don't hesitate to share it with your friends. If you have friends that are looking to improve their English and you think this is going to be relevant to them, to their journey, to become better people. Again, thank you so much. Gonna stop talking right now. This was Biceps and Mindset, man. That was amazing. Thank you so much again, and I'll see you very soon. Peace.